Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. military says it killed three al-Qaeda operatives in a counter-terrorism strike in Yemen. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels seized Yemen's capital in 2014, forcing the internationally recognized Yemeni government to flee to Saudi Arabia, which since has carried out a bombing campaign against the Houthis. UN says more than 3,500 people have been killed and nearly 6,300 wounded in Yemen since the beginning of Saudi Arabia's campaign. UN also notes that 80% of the Yemeni civilians urgently need food and medical help. Nigeria's First Lady Aisha Buhari says her husband's administration will put an end to embezzlement and corruption in Nigeria's government.
I know that this government was a collectively, the government of change, it was a collective efforts government. So the people should continue monitoring the budgets of the ministries. Why a certain amount of money is budgeted for this, and it must carry out its activities based on what they're budgeted for.
Buhari, whose husband, Muhammadu Buhari, was elected in 2015, spoke with VOA's Africa 54 television program. She also spoke about causes with which she cares deeply, including adult education and taking care of families of the hundreds of schoolgirls Boko Haram kidnapped in 2014. United States on track to meet President Obama's goal of allowing in 10,000 refugees from Syria for the fiscal year ending in September. Nearly 80% of the Syrians accepted this year by the U.S. are women and children. A State Department official said the screening process, which has faced domestic criticism, is rigorous and exhaustive. This is VOA News.